Welcome to BlogBite, where we transform the best engineering blogs from across the web into bite-sized audio episodes.
But that's right.
Today, we're diving into something you probably don't think much about.
Okay.
How Netflix makes sure you actually see all those amazing shows and movies they're launching.
Right.
Because launching 1,000 new titles a month.
Yeah.
That's not as simple as it sounds.
It's a fascinating challenge.
It is.
We're talking about personalization at a global scale,
right?
Making sure each title gets the attention it deserves,
yes,
and that your homepage is tailored for you.
Exactly. And to understand how they pull it off, we're taking a deep dive into a blog post by Varun Kaitan,
okay,
a Netflix engineer.
Sounds good.
Now, you might think this is just about
yeah,
making sure the website works, but it goes way deeper than that.
Right. It's not just about speed and avoiding error messages.
Right.
Netflix engineers also need to ensure that each title is discoverable and reaching the right audience.
Okay.
It's almost like a curator's job, but on a massive scale.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
The material highlights how this goes way beyond just tech.
Right.
You need to understand both the content and the audience to make sure they connect.
What's fascinating here is that Netflix has invested billions of dollars in creating and acquiring content.
Yeah.
Each title represents countless hours of work by talented people.
Oh, for sure.
And they need to make sure that work isn't lost in a sea of other content.
Okay, so how do they do that? The blog actually starts by taking us back to the early days of Netflix originals, when things were a lot simpler.
Okay.
Imagine a small team huddling together at midnight, manually checking if a new title was showing up in all the right places.
Can you imagine the pressure? Trying to make sure everything is perfect for the launch of a new show.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about stressful.
Right. It sounds kind of fun in a nostalgic way.
Yeah.
But as Netflix grew and expanded globally, that manual approach just couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
They needed a way to understand why certain titles were or weren't
yeah,
showing up for specific users in specific locations.
This raises an important question that applies to a lot of industries today.
Okay.
How do you scale personalized experiences effectively?
Right.
Whether it's recommending movies or suggesting products.
Right.
Ensuring a consistent and relevant experience for millions, even billions of users.
Yeah.
Is incredibly complex.
It's like trying to tailor a suit for every single person on Earth.
It is.
So what was it like for Netflix to run this massive personalization machine? The material paints a picture of a constant influx of questions from users.
Right.
Why isn't this show in my coming soon row? Or why can't I find this movie in Brazil?
Answering those questions in real time across the entire world
yeah,
becomes a bit like a detective game.
It does.
You're not just looking at data. You're trying to understand the why behind it.
Right.
What story is the data telling you?
It's easy to see how that manual approach would quickly become unsustainable.
For sure.
They had to find a way to automate their operations, to keep pace with their explosive growth. So what did they do? The material highlights two main options they considered.
Okay.
The first option, log processing,
uh-huh,
seems pretty straightforward on the surface.
Okay.
They could simply log every title shown to every user.
Okay.
Then they'd have a source of truth about what's actually happening.
Right.
Analyze the logs and hopefully spot any anomalies.
Less disruption to their systems, mm-hmm, more focus on analysis.
Makes sense.
It sounds good in theory.
It does.
But the material also points out some major drawbacks to this approach.
Okay.
Like one, it's reactive.
Uh-huh.
You're only seeing what happened after the fact.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thanks. Yeah.
It's hard to catch problems before they impact viewers.
Right.
And then there's the sheer volume of data they'd have to deal with.
Exactly.
Millions of titles.
Right.
Millions of users.
Yeah.
All interacting in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Extracting meaningful insights from that would be a monumental task.
And that's not even the biggest issue.
Oh, really?
The blog highlights another critical problem.
What's that?
Accuracy.
Okay.
To get a truly complete picture,
yeah,
you'd need to log every title, whether it was shown or not,
right,
along with the reason why it wasn't shown.
I see where this is going.
And that's where things get exponentially more complex.
Okay.
Think about all the possible reasons a title might not be shown. Regional restrictions,
right,
parental controls, licensing agreements, yeah, and so on.
Right.
The amount of data you'd have to process would be mind-boggling.
Wow.
You might even have to resort to probabilistic logging.
Okay.
Which essentially means you're making educated guesses about what happened.
Which adds a whole other layer of uncertainty.
All right.
You might not be able to definitively say why a title wasn't shown.
Exactly.
It's like trying to solve a mystery with half the clues missing.
Right.
So while log processing seems simple at first,
mm-hmm,
It clearly had some serious limitations when it came to a system as complex as Netflix.
And then there are the practical considerations. Netflix's existing logging systems just weren't designed to handle this level of granularity. Re-engineering them would be a huge undertaking, both in terms of cost and time.
So it seems like log processing,
right,
while tempting in its simplicity, wasn't going to cut it. Which brings us to option two.
Okay.
Building observability endpoints directly into their personalization systems.
All right.
Now, this one sounds a bit more involved, wouldn't you say?
It is, but it's a really elegant solution in its own way.
Okay.
Imagine if each system had special endpoints designed to report data in real time. Instead of relying on logs after the fact, you'd have a constant stream of information about what's happening right now.
So it's like having a built-in monitoring system where each piece of the personalization puzzle is constantly reporting back on what it's doing.
Precisely.
Okay.
This real-time data would allow Netflix to monitor launches as they happen, see exactly where titles are being surfaced or not surfaced, and why they could catch issues before they even have a chance to impact viewers.
That sounds incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
But I can also imagine that building something like that in every single system would be a massive undertaking.
For sure.
It must have required significant changes to their existing infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The material acknowledges that this approach would require a lot of work up front.
Right.
They'd have to essentially rewrite parts of their systems.
What?
And then there's the challenge of keeping everything in sync.
Yeah.
You've got all these different systems talking to each other, all these endpoints, reporting data, making sure it all stays consistent is a huge task.
So you have option one, which is relatively simple to implement, but has major limitations.
Right.
And then option two, which is powerful but incredibly complex.
Right.
What did Netflix end up doing?
They went with option two.
Wow. They really committed to that massive overhaul.
They did.
Wow.
And the material makes it clear this wasn't a decision they took lightly, but they recognized that this approach, while demanding, would give them the level of control and insight they needed to really own the experience of launching a title on Netflix.
So they built in these observability endpoints.
Yeah.
What does that actually allow them to do?
Mm.
The material mentions real-time monitoring, but what else?
Well, imagine this.
Okay.
With all that real-time data flowing in from every system, they can actually simulate future traffic.
Wait, what? Simulate traffic?
Yeah.
Like pretend that a million people are suddenly going to watch a particular show.
Exactly.
Wow.
They call this time travel.
Okay.
And it allows them to stress test their systems.
Okay.
They can see how a launch would impact their infrastructure.
Right.
And catch potential problems before they happen in the real world.
So it's like a crystal ball for their systems, helping them anticipate and avoid problems.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. I remember all those user questions we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Why isn't this show in my coming soon row? With this system, Netflix engineers can actually track the journey of a title through their entire system.
That's right.
They can see exactly why it was or wasn't surfaced for a specific user.
And that must be a game changer for their customer support team.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Instead of guessing.
Right.
They now have concrete answers to give to users.
That's a good point.
It sounds like this level of observability isn't just about fixing technical issues.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the entire user experience.
Absolutely. It's about understanding how all the pieces fit together and making sure the technology is working seamlessly to deliver the best possible experience for users.
The material even talks about this idea of taking full accountability for every title.
It sounds like that's not just a technical goal, it's a core philosophy.
Exactly.
Right.
At this scale, observability becomes a way of thinking,
uh-huh.
a way of approaching the challenge of delivering a truly personalized experience to millions of users around the world.
And that's something that any organization, regardless of their industry, can learn from.
Definitely.
This deep dive really highlights how essential observability is in today's world. If you want to build systems that are resilient, that can adapt to changing demands and deliver a truly personalized experience, you need to have this deep understanding of how those systems are actually behaving. You know, we've been talking about these complex systems, but for most of us, it all boils down to something pretty simple.
Right.
Finding something good to watch on Netflix. It's amazing to think about all the work that goes on behind the scenes to make that happen.
It really is. What's so compelling about Varun's insights is that he doesn't shy away from the complexity of the challenge.
Right.
He's honest about the trade-offs and the challenges they faced at Netflix.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they found a solution that allows them to deliver on that promise of connecting the right stories with the right viewers.
And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating.
Yeah.
It's not just a technical breakdown. Right.
It's a glimpse into the philosophy and the commitment behind creating a truly personalized experience at scale.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you realize that in today's world, observability isn't just a nice to have.
Right.
It's a necessity. If you want to build systems that can adapt to changing demands, you need that deep understanding of how they're actually behaving.
It's a lesson that any engineer or developer can take to heart.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you're interested in learning more about how Netflix tackles the challenges of title launch observability, we highly recommend checking out Varun Kaitan's material.
Sounds good.
We'll have the link in the show notes.
It's a fantastic read.
It is.
And it goes into even more technical detail about the solutions they developed.
And the next time you're browsing Netflix and find that perfect show to watch,
right,
take a moment to appreciate the incredible engineering feat that made that possible.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the power of human ingenuity and the drive to connect people with stories they'll love. That's all for today's Blog Byte Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time with another fascinating glimpse into the world of engineering.